Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, another defensive clinic on Wednesday night for Terry Moore and Hoosiers, advancing to its first Sweet 16 in program history, 70-48. Over 12-seeded Belmont, Indiana now 20-5, its sixth straight 20-win season, another program first for Coach Terry.
We talked a lot about last March 11th when things got shut down, you know, just how disappointed, you know, we were sitting in that locker room and that being it. You know, we didn't have any time to prepare for something like that. And your Allie Patbergs and your Grace Burgers, my kids, Mackenzie Holmes, my kids that are completely ate up and passionate about this game.
What a difference a year makes, given the opportunity. Obviously, Indiana, another game to play, and it's a big one. A 6 o'clock meeting now on Saturday night with regional top seed North Carolina State. That'll be at the Alamo Dome on ESPN2. Indiana 70-48, Sweet 16 time against NC State Saturday night at 6. We'll go inside some numbers in our next report. Thought for this Thursday, you know, in character, in manner, in style, in all things, the supreme excellence is simplicity. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, going inside, some numbers in last night's 70-48 trouncing of Belmont in the second round of the NCAA tournament. Separation in this one for Terry Morin's crew came in quarter number two, holding the Bruins to 6 points on 2 of 17 shooting. Belmont, a 35% three-point shooting team, 0 of 13 in the first half. Hoosiers led by 12, game over. Started the third quarter hitting 9 of 10 from the free throw line. For the game, it was 19-3. Indiana low in turnovers again, only 8, scoring 16 points off of those 13 Bruin mistakes. Head coach Terry Morin.
Our goal is always 12 turnovers or less. Ball security is paramount in our program. Your guard play, you know, was an emphasis, and I thought they did a terrific job of really handling themselves.
Terry watched 4 of her women score in double figures, led by Grace Berger, 17, Allie Patberg, Mackenzie Holmes, 13 each, Nicole Cardano Hillary with 10, and Alexa Gulbe had a career-high 15 rebounds to go along with 9 points. Alamo Dome, the site, ESPN2, Saturday night against 21-2, the Wolfpack of NC State in the Sweet 16. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.